All right, we're back here in Studio 97 with David R. Miracle celebrating his 40th anniversary in showbiz, arts, and music this weekend at Base 31 in Prince Edward County. Good to have you in this morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, same to you.
So 40 years ago, well, you were three when you started
Yeah, about that. Thank you.
Has the 40 years gone by quickly, and you've performed your talents all around the world, but 40 years, think of that, four decades.
I've been thinking about that lately, and it's just seems like a long time to be in this industry, and no regrets.
Well, it is a milestone that has, and it deserves to be celebrated, David.
Thank you. Yes, it is. And I'm really enjoying all the people that are, you know, commenting on this 40 years and wanting to be at this venue, so I'm pretty excited.
So this weekend, Saturday, you've got a special show at Base 31 in Prince Edward County. You got some friends coming, some surprises. It's going to be a fun night.
It sure is. And I'm very happy with some of the people that decided to come and join me and be a part of this celebration. And my good friend Tom Wilson will be there, so yeah. I'm very excited to have him.
And you're also going to unveil your book.
Absolutely. We've been compiling, I guess, Kimberly, bless her heart, without Kim pushing me, you know, she started 15 years ago collecting things, you know, and I could see a little pile of things starting in the corner of the office in our house. And I said, what are you doing? She says, none of your business. And then I, you know, pushed a little bit more and started looking through the pile, and I could see, you know, pictures of some of my shows and concerts around the world. And I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm thinking maybe of putting together a book. So we talked about it a little bit, and then it, you know, fell to the wayside. She wanted to collect a few more things as I had other things coming up in the future. So anyway, we're at that point now where we took that collection and we brought it to a really dear friend of ours, which has helped to compile these things into, put them on pages so everybody else can see.
You're also going to launch into your first ever limited edition red orange vinyl album, The Path to Totality.
That's correct. I've always loved playing around with the vinyls, and I have a nice vinyl collection myself. And it's just nice when you go into people's homes that have the vinyl collections, and It's just a warm feeling to go through and to look at those big covers and see the artwork on there, and it's just makes it a lot more interesting having that cover. And I wanted to have something to say, you know, I built an album and music around that era, and I have it now to my collection to be proud of.
Miriam and I with David R. Miracle and Friends Celebration coming up 40 years in the arts and music this Saturday at Base 31 in Prince Edward County. Do you remember the first few years, 40 years ago, that was it a struggle back then? Things a little easier now?
Different back then. I think I was doing a lot of different music back then, like more into the rock and roll scene. And I love singing. I love to drum. I was always having that beat and the music in my mind and just wanting to do something different. After I think 5 or 6 years went by and things started to change, and I started changing up my music, writing a little bit more of my own stuff to become more of original, and you know, started playing around on the guitar a little bit. I'm not really a guitar player, but I used it to actually get some melodies down. And then finally, when I got the flute in my hand, is when things started to change and my thoughts started to change, and I started making music that was feeling good and making other people feel good around me. It was more relaxing music, and I was putting more softer lyrics in there. And before I knew it, I was my music was being used in spas and different things like that. So I kind of took the lyrics out of the music and started to concentrate more on healing music. And from that, I received a few record deals, and it went all over the world, and now it's being used in spas. So it's really taken a really nice change the music and I'm watching how it's going. So now what I do is I recite my poetry behind these soft lyrics, and it just gives it that little extra push to hear the words. And it doesn't have to be sung, but it can be sung behind the music.
This is Walking with the Elders, David R. Miracle, our studio guest this morning on Mix 97. In studio 97 this morning, celebrating his 40th anniversary in the arts and music. Lives in Tandanega. He touched on his wife Kim being instrumental in making sure that this book, Elemental Daydreamer, will be released as well. And I was speaking to Kim last week, and the book should be here on Friday. A little stressful for
just
order.
A tad.
Yeah, just a tad. But we hope everything goes well. I've had a chance to spend time with David R. Miracle and interview Dave over the years. And one of the things, I believe it was in our last interview last year, we had a conversation, and you told me, and I never forgot this, that you have the flute in the vehicle. And if you're driving on a country road and you pull over, you will play the flute with the birds and the Mother Earth creatures that are around that area, like wherever you decide to stop.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned that it's almost like they're singing back to you, the birds. Like, that was kind of like a pretty special moment to share.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you a story that just recently happened. We went to Panama, and I had brought my instruments as usual. I always travel on vacation.
Yeah.
There's always a jam out there. There's always somebody with ears listening, you know, and I was walking along the beach, and I started to play, and I could see the people gathering, and they're like poking each other. Hey, who's this guy? You know? So I walked a little further up the hill towards the trees. And I kept playing, and I could see the animals all hearing this music, and they were responding to it. And I could hear them singing and tweeting a little louder. So I started trying to mimic what they were doing, and I'd stop, and they would kind of mimic what I was doing. And
it was, playing along with the animals.
The Pied Piper, I guess.
Well, good luck on Saturday. It's at Base 31, your 40th anniversary. You've done so much. You've played all around the world. You've been involved in the Juno Awards here in this country. and even played at a beach party years ago in Jamaica. You and Kim were there, and Orlena Kane and I were hosting our week, and we found out you were at the same resort, and you were doing Jamming by Bob Marley. That's on the correct. Flute.
That was a blast. And I even found a guitar player to join me, and it was over the top. We had a blast that day.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention just before I wrap it up here, when David came in the studio this morning, he had offered me condolences on the passing of my brother Chris earlier this morning. I found out after 7 o'clock this morning, and I had asked you about Indigenous farewell, if you will, or some of the traditions that the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte, when they lose a family member. And what you said was quite interesting. Do you mind sharing a bit about if someone passes?
Absolutely. It's really important that we surround our loved ones, you know, that have lost a loved one. And we come and we bring food, and you know, it's their time to mourn and have that shutdown to be able to sit with their immediate families and just mourn the loss of their relative that's in passing. And sometimes we have fires. Some nations have fires where others will come and bring tobacco and throw into the fire with their prayers, and you know, watch those prayers travel up through the smoke where their loved one will be heading. And it's important that we, you know, cut those ties after they pass, and let that spirit go, you know, and their duties are done on both sides. And it's always a pleasure when we go to these, you know, these passings and hear it done in the Mohawk way, in the language. And you know, it just feels it lets that feeling of release happen, and the beauty starts of, you know, taking all those memories and sharing them with the rest of the family. So that those are the things we hold on to, is those memories, and we keep them alive of our loved ones that have passed.
Oh, thanks for that. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, Sean.
Well, good luck on the weekend. Any other comments before we wrap it up here?
I would just like to, if Base 31 has their ears on right now, I just want to give a shout out to them. They have been stellar in providing, you know, this beautiful venue for many artists to go over. And I think this is their first ever book launch. So I'm pretty excited to actually launch this book and at their establishment. It's beautiful. It's in our backyard, and I've been to many shows there, and they only put on great, stellar shows.
Congratulations on a successful career and lots of time left. And
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. and all the best this weekend.
Have a
Thank
good
you,
time.
Sean. Niau go.
All right. David R. Miracle this morning here with us on the show.